So, over the past couple of years, I've immersed myself into lucid dreaming, and not only because it's just an amazing experience, very incredible, but because it's helped me to confront my fears and my shadow self, basically. I did a lot of shadow work, and lucid dreaming helped me a lot. It made me, in the end, it made me question, actually, reality in and out of itself, and the weight of my feelings around reality. And as a result, actually, I've become much better at manifesting what I want in this reality because old blocks have just been weakened because I just don't take reality so seriously. So this video is actually a crash course on lucid dreaming. And there's a lot of stuff to explore, a lot of techniques for controlling your dreams, unlocking your potential through these lucid dreams, and actually drastically improving your sleep overall if you can really, get good at this. So what you have to understand is that you and the majority of people spend 8 hours a night sleeping, and most people don't remember any of it. And that's really a shame because every night could be a super adventure for you. And I look forward, actually, myself to bedtime now, because it's when I get to explore kind of like the second life that I'm having, and I'm living it through my subconscious without any limits. Everything is possible when I'm lucid dreaming, and it all feels also very real, and that's the magic of lucid dreaming. So in this video, I'm going to explain you the basics, and I'm going to share a technique to help you experience a lucid dream as quickly as, for example, tonight or maybe tomorrow night or something like that. So if you love this lucid dream stuff, I can dive with you much deeper later. But for now, this is, what I want to teach you so you can have a lucid dream as fast as possible. So first of all, you have to open your mind and you have to tell yourself that lucid dreaming is actually very real, which it really is. And it's possible for you as well. So second of all, you want to write down what you would do if there were no limits at all. Would you fly? Would you be invisible? Would you walk through walls? Would you meet a celebrity? Whatever, comes to you, and imagine that is actually possible, and it's going to feel 100% real in a lucid dream. So make it inspiring for you to actually go and experience this lucid dream. And if you're new to this, spend 2 or 3 hours daily on these first two steps. So, try today, if you want to have a lucid dream, try to think 2 or 3 hours about all this stuff, about that it's very real, that you can have it, and what you would do. Then next, you are going to go to bed and you're going to set a gentle alarm for 6 hours after you fall asleep. So you're going to cover 4 sleep cycles, 4 times 90 minutes, it's 6 hours. Since you get 5 to 6 cycles nightly, we are going to target your last 1 or 2 cycles for actually having a lucid dream. Now, when this alarm wakes you up, and again, make it a gentle alarm, you are going to go back to sleep with the intention to have a lucid dream. You want to, for example, use an app like Insight Timer to set soft alarms every 50 minutes. You want to lie down as relaxed as possible. You want to release tension in every muscle, you want to breathe deeply, and you want to drift back to sleep with one goal, and that's an amazing lucid dream. So these 15 alarms that you're going to set through Insight Timer, they're going to disrupt your usual long, rapid eye movement sleep phase. This is this prime time, actually, for dreaming, and it's going to increase your chances of being lucid and have a lucid dream. So as you fall back asleep, remind yourself you are sleeping and awake. If you wake from a dream, jot down what the dream was about. And this practice is going to boost your odds of lucid dreaming in the future. I want to give you a gentle warning though, because this method may leave you tired the next day. It's very possible, because if you sleep less deeply, you know, and all the excitement that you have about lucid dreaming is going to take its toll. So practice maybe on weekends or on days off of work, for example, so it's going to not disrupt your daily life. Also, I want to say to you, please don't do this daily, because again, it's going to disrupt your sleep rhythm, which we covered in earlier videos. This is just a shortcut for you to experience lucid dreaming very quickly if you have never tried it. Now, if you want more, you know, info about, for example, lucid dreaming, you can always email us to hello@vibetracker.com. And, you know, if you want to, I will make deeper dives on how to lucid dream. Anyway, thanks for watching this module, and I'm going to see you tomorrow in the journaling module.